Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of April 2015, and this is the 341st Moll Out Loud podcast. It's quite dark outside. I've just come back from being in town, and I didn't come straight back. I took the bus an extra 3 stops so that I could go to a shop because this morning at the cafe where I read the quiz each morning, one of the people who takes part had brought me a jar of raspberry jam, raspberry and blackberry jam, and I love raspberry jam, and I especially love it with quark, and I didn't have any quark. So I went to this shop that sometimes has it, but not always, and when in fact not very often, and it was there, they had it. And so I came home and I had some rugbrot and quark and raspberry jam as a treat before coming to this podcast. And it really was very, very good jam. This morning I was working on my novel again and looking at the ways that I might be able to represent the difficulties that I'm having with it. And that mainly is that so much has just happened. And so much reflection on what has happened needs to occur in the upcoming scenes and chapters in the novel that I'm finding it very difficult to work out the sequence of unfolding based on my character's state of mind, the emotions that these different things that have impacted her are establishing themselves. So she will be afraid about some things, she'll be elated about other things, she will be exhausted, and so on. And so thinking about the different emotions she will be going through and what is likely to be foremost on her mind. And I was struggling with this. I think a few days ago I was trying to write it out in a list, and I also tried writing it out on cards, small cards, each card having a particular event or issue that she needs to deal with. But none of them were very satisfactory, and today I really decided I needed to draw it. But I was really... I felt constrained by the size of the paper I was working on, which was an A4 size. I felt that I would begin it and then I would run out of room. And of course, there's no reason why I couldn't stick a few pieces of paper together, but I didn't. I came in and rescued my whiteboard, which has been out of use for so long that what it had on it before was a list of things I needed to do and organise in order to prepare myself to go to Europe, which was now over 2 years ago. So that got rubbed out, and of course I'd left it so long that the ink had become very stuck to the whiteboard. So there was a bit of elbow grease there. But finally, when I got it up and running and set up, it was a perfect way of doing it because I wasn't feeling too pressured about the lines that I was drawing on the page. It meant that I could try out different ways of putting the information up there. It's not very pretty as a drawing, but I think it works in terms of what it's intended to do, which is both clarify for me and also provide a discussion starter when I meet my novel writing group tomorrow night. So I was pleased to have actually got it there, because I feel as if I keep giving up on it and then have to start from scratch. And now I feel that there is really something I can get my teeth into. And also it's big enough to really be able to look around, and I can change things as they develop. So that's really been the first satisfactory day I've had on my novel for a little while again, and it was good. I do hope that whatever you've been working on, that if you do get stuck, that you do find that you can find different approaches that might ease what you're doing up, and perhaps most of all, finding a way of putting down what you want to do next in a temporary way, so that it doesn't feel as if you're writing in blood or drawing in blood or whatever you're doing, that it isn't, or engraved in stone is probably a better analogy. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I would like to wish Michael Nobbs an especially good wish for his dental work tomorrow, and just hope it all goes really well. So thank you, everybody, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.